What up, Pickheads? Kevin here. I'm back with the annoying pod intros to take care of a little housekeeping. We took a couple weeks off from recording because Dennis had an existential crisis after meeting a quote-unquote piece of shit person. This pod you're about to hear was recorded September 17th, and in it, we dive into what a piece of shit exactly is, as well as Chip Crazy Moo Dang, and a few other things. It's a lot of animal talk. Because I'm here doing an intro, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review, or follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PickFreaks for clips. It gives us a lot of motivation to keep going. Okay, enjoy.
Never reaching apex, just like Google Calls. You are inclined to make me rise an hour early, just like daylight savings time.
You guys are like, all right, I'm logging on now. I'm gonna say, you know what, I won't make it. But then I was like, I'll get on.
I like your haircut.
Wow. Thank you.
It's you're starting to get the touch of gray.
I am very gray.
But it's the perfect.
I'll look down while I'm getting my haircut, and it's just gray hair. I swear, I don't see brown hair anymore.
But it's the perfect spot, like, where they're cutting it is gray, but the it's gray where it's faded, but then it gets dark, unless you're dyeing it or something.
Just for men.
Kevin, do you think you would have any gray hair right now?
Yes, I've seen my hair the way it grows out before I cut it off, and it is gray. I would say almost all my hair is gray, probably, because I was blonde when I had hair, so it was already, like...
But I feel like blonde doesn't gray, like, so I'm kind of... brown, blondish, I guess I would say.
Auburn.
Yeah. Very light brown. But I don't really have any gray hairs except for my eyebrows. But my brother has darker hair, kind of like Owen's. And he has more. Maybe you just see it more when you have darker hair.
I think you just see it more. Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
Because I think, like, if you're a woman and you grew up with blonde hair, I think you turn gray really quick. And then you're, like, kind of prone to just dyeing it, because women are more likely to dye their hair at a young age.
I think the thing now is women don't do it. I see a lot of women that are probably like late 30s and they don't dye their hair.
But what if all the girls that don't have gray hair are actually dyeing their hair? You just don't know it.
Because it's like streaky and patchy and like doesn't look like they're dying it.
No,
wait,
I'm
what? Say this again. Really slow.
The girls that have the gray hair are the only ones not dyeing it, but all the ones that don't have gray hair are actually dyeing their hair already, and you don't know that.
No, I do know. I do. Most women dye their hair, but I'm saying there's a lot of people that aren't.
Fact.
I would say I know Lisa does, and
you're outing her on this podcast.
Yeah, she dyes it like blonde. Blonder.
So it's blonde and she just dyes it blonder?
Yeah, it's not dyeing. I guess it's
there's
like
no gray
highlights or whatever.
But I think that's like hiding gray hair.
I think so
too. Well, yeah, my mom dyes her hair. Your mom doesn't dye
all
hair.
The women in your
does
own,
your mom
your
have
wife,
gray you, hair right now?
My mom dyes her hair.
Yeah. Does
bleep
Sarah dye her hair?
Bleep that out. No, she doesn't dye her hair.
Okay.
Confirmed. And I'm not lying there. She doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't dye her hair. Didn't you say
ask Sarah right now if she dyes her hair?
She doesn't. I know for a fact she doesn't. 100 billion percent.
Take us to your medicine cabinet.
Dye their hair at all. You think they're... I get the fucking bill when they dye their hair. It's expensive.
Sarah cuts her own hair and doesn't dye it.
I call BS.
She's not gray yet and she isn't dyeing her hair.
We need to progress
hair.
This conversation.
This is all I got. Dennis, you sick too? You got a little bit of a nose cold?
Yeah, my whole house
I'm feeling
got
a
sick.
Little... I'm feeling a little under the weather today, too. So Kevin wants us to talk about POS, but I want to talk about us being sick and dying dying hair.
I don't really get sick.
I don't either. Until kids. Kids are around, you start getting fucking sick all the time. Because they're
kids
back
were
in
sick
school
first.
Now.
Yeah.
They're back in school and they're picking up everything. And then all of a sudden I get sick. So.
And here's the thing, Kevin. This is why you don't get sick. My kids will get sick and then I have to like put them to bed and I'm a centimeter away from their face, basically laying on their pillow. and they're breathing in my face.
I don't know. I think it's because I don't. I think it's because I don't wash my hands.
I don't wash my hands either, Kevin. So like, I used to not get sick. Then I started living with kids, and now I get sick all the time. So, and it's typically during the school season.
I guarantee, if you had kids, which how close is Megan to?
What did you want to say about piece of shit, POS?
Well, we have a moral elitist friend, George, who made POS list or characteristics list. And it's very interesting to see, figure out who, what types of people are pieces of shit or POSs. And I have a feeling Dennis wants to use POS as like point operating system is going to be the joke that he plays off of.
Yeah, like, no. Yeah, that's what I think of it as, like POS, like it's where you are like running a store from an event, right? Yeah,
like mobile POS or kiosk POS.
But no, term. POS, when we use the term POS, we're referring to pieces of shit. And it sounds like George has laid out the foundations for what this person is. Oh, and do you have it?
I don't have it. I just thought it was an interesting topic.
You just teed it up like
dude, I just watch your phone screen in your reflection of your eyeglasses.
Yeah, I'm looking at notes. That's it.
I thought you were pulling up his text.
Well, you guys got to ask me to do that. I'm not that quick. I'm not that sharp.
Why would you bring this up? Be like, George had this amazing list, and here it is.
It was all race-based with George.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, cut this. Thanks. Now I'm looking at the text,
and were you reading your own text? Or we start off talking about, so our moral elitist friend George made a list of POS characteristics. What do you think?
I think I copied that text and put it in my notes.
How did you not think to find the characteristics? Like, what were the characteristics?
Churchgoers, but that's my characteristic that I decided on. People that overdo it.
Where they pretend
like they're great people because they go to church, they donate, they're very vocal about it. Those people are hiding something. They're all pieces of shit. All
right, here's what George said. I think I only know three POS behaviors. Substance abuse to the point it impacts your day-to-day life, abuse, and infidelity. Am I missing anything? Owen said murderers are bad, I think, and churchgoers. Okay, so that kind of lays the groundwork for what we think a POS is. And I've done a lot of self-reflection on whether I'm a POS.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm pretty convinced I'm not a POS.
I don't think you're a POS. I don't think any of us are POS unless you guys are doing some stuff behind the scenes that I don't know about. And if you are, I'm going to be real mad at you guys.
I don't know. I think I'm too guilty of a person to like do anything that would. I think if anything, I'm probably more of a POS to myself. I just don't take that great of care of myself.
Yeah, true self-sabotager.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we think too much to be POSs. We think too much about what other people think. And POSs are basically narcissists and have no clue what other people think. It's just like they're the center of attention sort of thing.
Which is weird because I love attention, but I don't like, in my mind, I'm not the center of attention. It's like, you see what I'm saying, Dennis? Like in a narcissist's mind, they are like, they live life on a stage and it's just like everything is there to get them some. Where me, it's like everything, I don't know, but like, I love attention, but like,
I feel like. Your type of humor is more like the backdoor narcissist where it's like almost the narcissist is on the stage like, I'm so great, I'm so good. And you're kind of the opposite of like, no, I'm actually horrible.
I'm actually dirt.
And they're like, wait, what's more interesting here? This buffoon over here.
That is interesting. Yeah. It's almost like two types of comedy. It's like, it's like Kevin Hart versus John Mulaney almost. Like Kevin Hart is just up there. Like he's not making fun of himself as far as I'm aware.
He definitely is. He's like a lot of, I think he is, right? Short jokes about himself.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think I've heard a Kevin Hart stand up all the way through.
Do you maybe think like a Dave Chappelle versus a John Mulaney?
But if we go back to Kevin, or if we go back to George's list, he says substance abuse to that impact so much that it impacts your life. John Mulaney, under George's definition,
yeah,
is a piece of shit then, because he's a nag.
No, because it's not.
Which is a crazy one that George says that that makes someone a piece of shit.
I think that's
the wrong one.
If it's affecting someone else's life, it makes you a piece of shit.
Yeah, it definitely
your
did.
Substance abuse is affecting someone. Does he have a kid or something?
No, he, I mean, it ruined his marriage, all of his friends' relationships. It was ruining a lot of stuff. I think that does it. If you're an addict,
but
it does it to, like, more people suffer than just yourself. And you are so caught up in it that you don't notice that.
Yeah, I could see that. But I feel like it's different if it's, like, your wife. You said his wife? Then, yeah.
Ex-wife.
Piece of shit.
Interesting enough, his ex-wife just came out with a book, a memoir. I thought it was just going to be a tell-all about the marriage.
It's called John Mulaney, my ex-husband, the piece of shit.
No, it's called like something like, it's like something like the tales of a crazy woman. And like, I was like, oh, here we go. We're going to get all the juicy details of John Mulaney. She doesn't mention him once. And now it's like a bestseller. And she just like, so it doesn't sound like he anything.
It's
going to
hurt his ego a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I think she's like fuck that guy. He's a piece of shit. I'm going to write a book and not mention him a single time.
And
he's
the only reason,
and he's going to be pissed.
Oh, and she's almost like, I can still be a bestseller without.
I can get him back on
is
drugs
she famous
with
without,
one book.
Is she famous without
Jelani? Rudy Giuliani.
John Mulaney. John Mulaney.
I think she is like a New York socialite. Men Have Called Her Crazy is the name of the book. A powerful memoir that reckons with mental health as well as the insidious ways men impact the lives of women. Man.
All right. Just hearing that.
She, all right,
what do you guys think she
is? She's a piece of shit.
All right. Just hearing that. Do you think she's crazy?
Yes.
And the context of like she wrote a book about how she's not crazy.
Yeah. It's called Classic Crazy. Crazy lady behavior.
I think it's a good hook to sell the book. I'd have to read it to like understand if she's where she's
nice
coming
rhyme,
from.
Nice rhyme, Kevin. That was good.
Good
hook to sell the book.
Good hook.
It's a good hook to sell the book. If you take a look.
Okay. Do you think anyone's ever called you guys or thinks that you guys are pieces of shit?
Yes.
Who? And what?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a specific
Definitely
example.
Most people that are behind me in traffic.
Oh, like, yeah, I've been.
This fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. I fired a guy and replaced him with my brother. And he just
came
back
from the bathroom really quick.
Vacation.
Talking
so that guy
us.
Probably thought I was a piece of shit.
Wait, the guy came back from vacation and came back with no job?
He came back and he had a job. And then I fired him. Yeah. Because
right
I was deciding
back.
Whether to fire him before the vacation or after. And so I gave him the vacation. Isn't that better than firing someone right before a vacation?
Yeah, I think so. But then also he's probably like, I'm just going to rack up a bunch of bunch of charges on my credit card. I'm going to pay it with the job that I have. I'm going to make all this money. But I mean, that's
well,
on him.
He didn't have
that's on him.
Card.
He's spending. He has his credit card and he was borrowing that money before he actually got it. So you let him spend all the money. He came back and he's like, oh shit, I have no job now. But
I tell him before
vacation, he couldn't enjoy his vacation.
Yeah. Okay. I gave him 6 weeks too of like pay afterwards.
Oh, after? He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He thinks you're a piece of shit though?
Probably at the time. Yeah. Cause he was kind of a piece of shit himself. So
I'm Pod. He probably listens. What's his name?
I'm not saying it.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody.
Shout out
that,
to John. Sorry for that firing.
And I'm trying to think if anybody has definitively hated me or called me a piece of shit. At least in my mind, I can't think of any. I go to the basketball court. I don't think anybody really hates me there. Work, I'm pretty non-offensive.
I'm trying to think of anyone I know that's ever said anything like,
yeah,
that guy's
about
like
me.
A piece of shit. Or
I
like,
think
he's
a lot
annoying.
Of employees I've had that don't like me or have lost their job or quit. Probably think I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, I would think just to bring it back to me. I would think there are a lot of people I've rubbed the wrong way that I met them and they were gone so quickly from my life that I didn't even get a
get a chance for them to hate me. Like, it's just like somebody just doesn't like me. And they're like, I'm done with this guy. And I didn't even reflect on it.
Yeah, probably didn't think you're a piece of shit. They're just like, that guy's fucking weird.
Yeah, or that guy's trying too hard. Or that guy thinks he's so fucking funny. Or
actually, when Lisa, my wife, first met you.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
She, like, at I think at OU. Or she met you before that, but she saw you again at OU. And you ran into Brianna, and you acted like you were, like, so busy and didn't have time to, like, talk to them or whatever. And they could tell you were just, like, wanted to, get, like, leave. Because in their mind at the time, they thought you thought that you were better than everyone and, like, didn't have time to talk to them. But now they kind of know that it was kind of like you were really flustered and just so wanted to get out of the situation as fast as possible, and which they get now. So maybe at the time they're like, this guy's kind of like piece of shit for acting that way. But
so first impressions for Kevin, 9 times out of 10, they're like, this guy is a piece of shit. But as they get to know Kevin, they realize that Kevin's a little bit of an anxious fella. We gotta give him some time and realize that he's actually a great guy.
My best interactions are when I have already practiced the conversation for like two minutes before. I'm like, it's like I see a person across the bank, or I see a person across from Starbucks. I'm like, I know that person. I'm gonna not like go out of my way to avoid them. I'm just gonna make sure I know exactly what I'm gonna say when we do in fact interact. And ideally, they wouldn't have seen me yet. And I just, it seems, comes off as smooth because I've already practiced it 3 times.
I practice it, and then I get to the situation, and I totally fucking bomb. So
I think the problem with you, Owen, is I think you like to stick to the script a little bit too much, and you're not really tailoring the conversation.
As soon as they say something different than what I thought they were going to say, I am totally fucked. I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know how to recover. I don't know how to answer back to this.
Can I run it through really quick how it goes? So Owen's sitting there at the bank. He sees somebody new from high school. He's like, okay, I'll ask him about the weather. They'll say it's rainy. I'll say, man, this weather sucks. And then he gets up to him, and they're like, man, this bank is crowded. And he'll be like, yeah, this weather sucks.
No, I don't know. All right, so I'll bring it up to one situation that I had. I was at a real estate meeting. And this is right after I chopped part of my finger off, peeling a lime. And there's one guy that I was like, oh, I've been meaning to meet this guy in person and talk to him. First thing I went to, he like didn't recognize me. I'm like, oh, hey, man. Yeah, I've talked to you a few times. And I just went like this, brought up my finger. I was like, chopped a part of my finger off. And he's like, oh, that's crazy. And I'm like, fuck, this that's is terrible. I want to redo this. So
that's the kind of thing you like to ease into. Like, hey, we've been chatting for 2 minutes.
Three other people were in that group, and everyone's like, wow, yeah, that's crazy. They all split off, and I was just left there, like, drinking the free seltzer, trying to find someone else to talk to, and I left early because it was I could not recover from that.
I just imagine Owen in the drive there. He's like, if my last option, if all else fails, I'll just mention my finger. And he goes up to the guy and he's like, hey, how's it going? Hey, I just cut my finger off.
Dude, that's literally what I did. I was like, how the fuck did I start with that? How did I lead with that? How was there nothing else to talk about? I just assumed that he knew who I was right when I like talked to him. I was like, oh, he'll recognize me. But he was like, I don't know who the fuck this is. Well, so threw me off.
Speaking of that, have you ever been out and someone comes up to you and starts talking to you and they're introducing themselves and they know exactly who you are, but you have no clue who they are?
They know who I am.
Yeah, they know who you are. And they're like, we've talked before.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you're like, dude, there's no way. Like, I'd remember you. I'm the awkward one that remembers every interaction. How am I forgetting?
Yes. So that's exactly. I was at this wedding 2 weeks ago and a person came up to me. He's like, Dennis? And I'm like, hello? And he's like, I sat at his lunch table when I went to Strongsville. And I have no recollection. He like kind of looked familiar, but I like had no clue what his name was, anything.
Damn. Like, so you know what? These people think we're total pieces of shit because we're big timing them, pretending we don't know who they are. But it's not pretend.
No.
You just like, genuinely don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Makes you feel bad though. That's happened to me and I feel really bad. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. Like, I feel so bad. I don't remember who you are.
And then I start naming people. I'm like, oh, you hung out with blank. And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, wait, this person then? And they're like, no. And
who was it?
Yeah, who was
it? I honestly forgot his name.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Well, personally, I have attuned myself to cut out the bullshit in these conversations. I will no longer dance around this subject. Like, if somebody comes up to me and says, Kevin, what's up? Been so long. I'll say, wait, who are you? Tell me who you are. Like, I won't, like, try to, like, catch up, or, like, I'll just say it. Or, like, if I see somebody, like, in that bank situation, I see somebody I kind of half know, I know I'm going to interact with them, I'll just walk up to them, and I won't say, like, hey, what's up? I'll say, hey, it's Kevin from high school. How you been? Like, I will not, like, dance around. I just want to get it over with, and like that's helped my life a ton.
Yeah, that's a good point. My dad did that. My dad, I guess, is, like, no people back in high school, I guess, thought that he was going to be a politician because he like, says hi to everyone. I don't have that whatsoever, but I remember going to Cedar Point with him, and he'd run across, like, five to 10 people each time because the Pipe Fitters, they all went on the same day. They had, like, discounted tickets.
Yeah.
And he'd shake all these guys' hands, and half the time they're like, who are you? And he's like, Jim Fogarty, blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, oh, Jim, good to see you again. And I don't think half of those guys remembered who he was, but my dad remembered everyone.
I love
the went out of his way to say hi, which is really nice.
Your dad's got some balls, like, to be able to do that and not, like, care. To me, it's like, this guy's not going to remember who I am. That's how every interaction, I'm like, this guy doesn't know who I am. I'm not going to go up and talk to him.
Yeah, see people from, like, grade school, they're like, there's no way. And it's like, of course they know who the fuck you are. You've went to school for them for 8 years. They're going to remember you.
All right, well, let me ask you guys this. So, like, part of being human is being able to, like, balance the nuances of these interactions. But I would argue that chimps, they don't quite have that capability. Dennis, do you have anything you want to talk about chimp-wise?
I don't think he does.
That's weird. I've just been watching this documentary about chimps called Chimp Crazy. And so it's made by the same guy that made Tiger King.
Never watched it.
Okay. But you know what it is.
Yeah.
You never watched it either, Owen? Tiger King? Tiger King you never watch and you don't know what it is.
Have you heard of it?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I was hoping Kevin.
Piece of shit. I was about to hang up the call.
I was hoping Kevin was going to play around more, too.
Oh, no, because you were so believable. I genuinely thought you were like,
I feel like you're usually not good at those types of things.
Yeah,
that one was very good.
I have not seen Tiger King. Owen, have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched it all the way through.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I liked Dennis, though. Yeah, it was good.
No,
it was,
okay, Owen liked it, but now everyone has to act like they don't like it because it became a big thing.
Dude, it came out 4 years ago. I think I'm so sick of it that I hate it.
Yeah,
and everyone's like made the jokes about it, so now it's not funny. And if I were to rewatch it, I'd be like, this sucked. At the time,
it was so interesting.
Very entertaining. Yes.
So, so same director, and this guy is now doing chimps. But but basically it comes down to, it's like PETA versus these women that own chimps. And so, like, there's this weird culture, and it's usually like Florida and like these rural sort of areas where older women will own chimps, like, and then they will actually be in the chimps will end up in movies and stuff. So this documentary is basically about
there are not that many movies coming out with chimps.
Not anymore. But in the day, like Wolf of Wall Street, one of the chimps in this documentary was in it. George of the Jungle, the chimp was in it. So this woman basically...
MVP, most valuable primate.
Yeah, that's a movie.
Hockey movie.
What's that? Dunstan Checks In?
Yeah, that was a chimp. You're right. There was a lot more chimps back in the day.
Yeah, now they don't have...
Kind of worked them into everything.
Yeah, so... It's PETA versus these basically people that own chimps. And it's very strange, these people, because it's all older women that basically seem like they just want to, like, fuck the chimp.
They want to just, like, take care of it like it's a child almost. Yeah, they love it too much.
Yeah, it's like
a child that will never leave them.
Exactly. But the problem is these chimps, they're great until they hit, like, their mid-20s and they all snap. Every single thing they talk about. Like, there was a case a few years ago where chimp was totally normal and then it just, like, started ripping a lady's face off that sort of stuff. Or, like, there was one that basically the chimp, totally normal, never violent at all, and just one night it snapped and just, like, bit through the this woman's daughter's leg. And like,
Jesus.
Even stopped halfway through and was like, what am I doing? They all have this like instinct inside them to do right. that. And so this documentary is basically about PETA versus these women that have these chimps to get the chimps like in a sanctuary. And this one woman that has one claims that the chimp died and is like hiding it. And it's pretty interesting.
So there's multiple women that own chimps like this, that they just kind of like want their baby to be young forever. That's
yes.
And one of them is like really fighting it. That's what the documentary is.
Yes. One of them is fighting it and she's like a wacko. And it's like Tiger King, where there's just one really weird person. And this is this woman, like just the what she eats, how she looks like. So it was good though.
It's over now.
Yeah, just finished.
Oh, and do you have any questions? Because I have a little bit of a tangent.
But honestly,
no,
but
it sounds really good, though.
It does sound good,
and it's and interesting just to watch chimps. Like they do, they could do so fucking much. It's crazy. They just speak to it like English, and it understands what they're saying. They can open like wrappers and stuff, and
it is kind of amazing.
Food.
They're so close to human. That's it. Well, my tangent was: have you seen the movie Nope?
Nope.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. The monkey at the beginning.
It's exactly. It's all about.
I gotta
what
watch
you're talking
that movie.
About. It's a fantastic movie, Dennis. You'll love it. It's. I'd argue it. It's better than it holds up better than Get Out. It's more rewatchable. It's all just about how these onstage animals, like no matter how much you train them, they can't. You can't control them at the end of the day. Like you can try to pretend like you have control over a horse on stage, or a horse on set, or a chimp on set, but at the end of the day, it is a wild animal. But there is somebody who has the hubris to think that they can control wild animals to the point where an alien is there that he thinks he can control an alien. You'll love it. It's like so
oh, shit.
Early. Yeah.
I guess I never thought about the plot. I just thought about a cowboy guy and then a spaceship coming. And I'm like, it seems kind of boring.
Don't
basically
look at it at
the, face basically
value.
The movie.
Yeah. It's a very good movie and it's very theatrically done.
I
got to
watch
it.
That.
Yeah.
Do you guys like monkeys outside of chimps?
Gorillas.
I like monkeys.
Gorillas are fine, but
well,
like small monkeys.
Oh, the little ones with the big
like
eyes.
I fucking hate it. I hate little monk. They look too much like humans. Their little tails gross me out too. I'm not a monkey fan.
I don't like their asses. A lot of monkeys'
asses
they're
gross.
Just look horrible.
They're
all
red, gross.
Raw.
What asses?
Actually,
do
the
you
one,
like?
The one.
Yeah. Animals only.
The one chip lady.
Can you pull
was
up an
smart.
Instagram account?
No.
I just need this for I need this for context. What's a good ass? What's a bad ass? I need a handle. I need a handle.
All right. The one chimp lady. All the other chimp ladies had him wear like regular diapers. It looks so fucking gross. This one chimp lady was so smart. Had it wear a black diaper.
Oh, that is a big, big difference.
That's so beautiful. Good.
You just said beautiful. Kiss. Yeah. Wait, why does the black diaper look better than the white
it
diaper?
It just made me feel better. I don't know.
It just stands out. No.
I was thinking you were going to tell me that the other ones just let the dicks and the butts out and they
well,
didn't
yeah,
have
but
diapers
then,
on it.
Sometimes.
But the black diaper
they'll put
just like.
They'll put like white. Baby diapers on it, and for some reason that
it looks
me
so
out.
Stupid. I've seen it. No, it just looks dumb, and you can like tell that there's some ape shitting in this diaper. Where you just
need
to
this
you
up.
Need to to blend in a little bit better.
Yeah,
okay.
And you get the black diaper, and you're just like, all right, this I feel
chimp
a little more comfortable.
In white diaper. Someone pull it up. Chimp in white diaper first.
I've pictured in my head. I've seen it before.
I've only seen chimps in white diapers, and I was like, oh, they look kind of cute, but I've never seen one in a black diaper to. These chimps are all so cute. I just Googled them.
Oh, they but, are cute.
They rip monkeys. Your fucking face off, Owen.
I know. That's what the problem is. They look cute, but then they'll kill you because it's instinctual.
But they're good until they're like mid-20s, and then they just kind of snap.
I can't find anything for chimp and black diaper.
I'll send you. It's in the documentary. I don't think it's a well-known thing. Like, it's not like a thing that's out there.
Yeah, I was going to say most chimps I know are in white diapers.
Oh, man, there's a reference from a show that this reminded me of that I don't want to talk about. So there's a show okay. that I really like that it reminded me of.
Everyone, it's the show that no one's watching, but everyone's talking
no,
about.
No, I've been watching it.
I would argue at this point, it's the show that no one's watching, that no one's talking about, or the show that everyone's watching that no one's talking about. I think you could just draw it down to the show that no one is talking about except for us or me constantly.
Yeah. I think
is it industry? Is that what you're going to talk about? Okay.
Let's just boil it down to this. It's the show that I'm watching that I want to talk
that
about.
That is true. I keep thinking there's a big buzz out there, and I've been talking to people. But
no,
on the
no,
one, like,
dude, no fucking buzz at
and they're
all.
Like, no. And I'm like, they're like, oh, should I watch? I'm like, it's yeah, it's good.
That's the same take for me. Everyone's like, oh, is it any good? I was like, yeah, it's kind of entertaining.
The sex scenes are too long.
It is too much sex. I'm on season 2, episode 1, and it didn't get my attention, so I turned it off. I'm going to try again, but there's just far too much sex in this
show.
Let
me just end it on this. I work in an entertainment-related field. People are constantly talking about TV shows, and everyone, I would say once a week in like our Slack, one of our Slack channels, I'll be like, hey, is anybody watching Industry yet? It doesn't get a single reaction. Like, nobody's like, nope. Nobody's like,
you?
I gotta watch this. Nobody's
wait, you're asking
like,
that?
Are you asking the question or is someone else?
I ask it. And like, I'm like waiting for like just like a thumbs up emoji or like a thumbs down emoji. Just completely ignored. This is like once a week.
So Kevin completely tricked us into watching this show.
I guess so.
Making it sound like everyone else is watching it.
In my mind, I thought it's on HBO on Sunday nights. I thought everybody was watching it.
I fall asleep every episode too. I'm just... And then Lisa watches it.
Oh, and tell me what Mudang is.
Well, it follows none of our topics that we had so far. So
it's an animal, right?
Well, it depends on what you call an animal. So you know how there's been Brat Summer?
Yeah.
Then okay. Chaperone Summer. George claims that there's that. What's that other like blonde
Chaperone
girl?
Fall.
No. Okay. Sabrina Carpenter, is that her name?
Okay, can I cut
he
you off?
He claimed
really
that
quick.
She's
please.
Okay.
I just are you okay? So I just said
no. You can't Google what I'm gonna talk about.
I said it's an animal, right? You said no. I googled it, and the first thing that comes up is Mudang celebrity hippo. Like it's an animal.
Okay.
It's a hippo.
Well, you completely...
Depends on what you call an animal, is what Owen said.
You completely ruined my cool intro, where I was going to say it's the new hot girl of the summer, but she's biting people's knees. There's a new... Sephora just picked up her new makeup line.
Wait, it's really?
Pink, yeah, it's pink blush. It's selling out everywhere. She's
who is
the
this?
New Mudang.
Okay, but
she's
what
new,
is it?
She's a pygmy hippo.
She's a lifestyle icon, first and foremost.
She's taking over hot girl fall.
Oh, okay.
Where is she located? Like, what is the
Taiwan.
Contact?
Taiwan.
Thailand.
Don't ever say it like that when you're out in public.
Oh. What did I do? I didn't mean to. I genuinely didn't.
Okay. All right. I see what Owen was trying to do here. He was trying to paint Mudang as the next big it thing.
I was going to say she's really hot, but the problem is she's only 2 months old.
Oh.
Close her mouth.
So here's the thing. You need to pull up a little video of it because she's adorable.
She got any.
But she's a pygmy hippo and she's. So it's taking like the this zoo started a TikTok account for her, and it has increased how many people have gone to the zoo to come see Mudang. Why is everyone laughing at her?
No,
what
I'm
kind
just
of
laughing
video?
Because
Kevin just keeps.
It just feels like a news report that's just like really bad.
What's her Instagram account?
He's never good at it. I don't know what the
any photos of her in a black diaper.
No, you gotta watch one where she's getting sprayed down with a hose. It's really hot.
Type in Mudang nude.
Kevin's gonna end up on something he shouldn't. Yeah, I think he's spelled it wrong.
Mudang spray Mudang
D E N G
Mudang Mudang hose.
Kevin typed in Mudang sprayed down.
Mudang hose.
Yeah, hose, like hose down, not like H-O-E-S. Find the TikTok.
What's that recipe?
It's high red pork.
All right, here, get annoyed. Is that the one?
Yeah, maybe. Kevin, just fucking click on a video. It's you go to YouTube. I don't know why you're on Google. I figure you're pretty good at searching for things, but God knows why you're so bad at this.
Okay. Now I see an ad for Mando body spray. Oh, okay.
Oh, look at that. Watch this video. Watch the video. Like watch the video
for a second.
Okay, so I see why I was having trouble finding this. It appears that the TikTok account is not in English.
No, dude, it's the easiest thing to find. I was type it into Instagram.
Is this it?
It's a video.
Just them hosing
this isn't even a good video.
What happens in the good video?
Yeah, when
what is happening?
Oh my God, I'm gonna kill you guys. Everyone that listens to this podcast knows about Mudang and probably follows their TikTok, and they're gonna get really mad at you guys because they're not seeing the good videos.
Oh wow, 38 million views.
So I'm telling you.
Well, that guy's smacking
ass. They're kind of treating it like an object.
This guy's a freak. The video or
Kevin's on the wrong videos.
I'm on the Mudang page. It's 38.8 million views.
Look at that one that's got 11.4. Look how cute it is in there.
I'm on a grid of 12 videos. Which one's the wrong one?
I mean, what do you want us to say?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's good. I love it.
Okay. Oh. What's cuter, chimps or Mudang?
Chimps.
Chimps I
like
because they look, remind me of humans. And it's like,
watch that one, Kevin.
Which one?
The one that you're on. Where it's getting sprayed
down. It's cute. It is cute. I like it.
I think
just,
I'm not
alien.
Afraid of
it.
It's
very
alien. You need
alien.
Sound, too. You need sound with it because it all makes it better because there's some, like, great.
Is a part of cuteness that you're just not afraid of it? Like, that animal I'm not really afraid of.
Yeah, I think this thing is
yes,
I think you're right.
What are you talking about?
Like, I don't
not
even know.
Think
I,
this thing's so
cute.
Cute.
It's just like I would pet it because I'm not afraid of
it. I think you're right, Dennis, because my whole entire life I've been plagued by this in my head. I personally am not hot. I'm cute. And I think that is what it comes down to. Like, I am not an alpha. Like, no girl would be afraid of me. She'd be like, I could treat that thing like dirt. I could spray hose at it and it would still smile.
You had a homeless lady in a wheelchair chasing you down, saying some pretty explicit stuff to you. And I think she potentially was afraid. Maybe she wasn't afraid of you, but she was confronting her.
Yeah, I think
her assumed attacker.
Let me give this a little bit of context. There's a, I don't know if she's homeless. She might have a mansion.
Unhoused.
We don't know where she lives. She might have a mansion. A mansion somewhere, but true. I will note this, that she was a one-legged woman in a manual wheelchair, the kind that you have to like spin with your arms. Presumably a little bit crazy. Again, she might have some really nice property or real estate. I don't know that she's homeless. I cannot say that. But she did come out of nowhere and start screaming at me. And she started, for lack of better terms, asking me to... Can I say this on pod?
Maybe.
Let's skip past that.
To assault her.
Yes,
basically.
Yes. You basically asked me to assault her in a sexual manner.
Well, you basically said it.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it's all about the nuances.
Basically that's clean for TikTok.
Asked me to assault her sexually while throwing trash at me, asking me if she wanted me to see her vagina.
Jesus Christ.
And then
I think you're the one getting assaulted in this.
Yeah, at this point.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Hey, Kevin.
I'm the man in this situation.
Kevin, it's not your fault.
Thank you.
Kevin, it's not your fault.
What a good movie. But yeah, what were we talking about? What were we talking about?
Oh, man. He's already
Assault lady, homeless lady.
He's already blacking from his mind.
No, my point
was that bad.
I don't think she would have done that to a hot guy. I think she would only do that to a cute guy because cute guys, she would have been intimidated by a hot guy. She would have been scared of him. Whereas a cute guy, she can try to do shit like that too. To your point, Dennis.
You think? I just think she's not. She doesn't even know who she's talking to.
She doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
She does not give
have you ever,
a fuck.
Have you ever seen the video? I love these types of videos where a homeless person is helping someone. And like start saying something like that, and the other person just gives back a little bit more, like the same energy, but a little bit more, like crazier. And the homeless person always backs down. Like, whoa, this guy's nuts. Like, I don't want to deal with this guy.
Dennis, I love that. I need to adopt that. Just like not the ignore policy, just like the nope. I'm going to yes and your craziness.
Yes, exactly. Just go up a little bit more and they're like, whoa. They're never fighting back. They're like, backing I like away. That.
It's almost what they're looking for. It's just the reaction. And they're like, yeah. Okay. And got they're it. Like,
they're so used to people ignoring them. And so, like,
they that's all they get want the attention. Is the attention. Yeah.
They don't know what to do.
That's a good point. I might try that once. I think I get one yeah, time
so
to try that before.
What was the lady asking you? And you just kind of just have to do it, right?
Is this what you wanted? You got it. All right. Well, we were talking about Mudang, and Mudang apparently seems to be trending. And I think it would make for a great Halloween costume. Owen, would you dress as Mudang for Halloween?
She's too cute. I can't pull
it
off.
It's not that hard of a costume. You kind of have to do a little bit of blackface.
I feel like my that would be the hardest part. The hardest part of it, and I would have the fact that I'd have to go around explaining. Be like, no. I'm the Thailand Taiwanese Mudang, and they'd be like, so you're pretending. I think I would get it all messed up.
No, it's funny because you would. Your costume would just be a black Speedo, and then you paint your entire skin black. And then you have your lips. You have to kind of get them really.
Like, go to Sephora and get the blush.
Yeah.
So well, I'm already just have, I get pretty red.
Have Sarah just have a hose all night and just kind of hose you down.
And you'll be like, and your costume ultimately becomes like, oh, it's a guy in blackface that should have been in blackface. Like, you're like, your wife is just hosing you down. Like sorry, I apologize. I apologize.
Oh, man, this is turning dark.
All right, but the reason I mentioned that, it was a segue. Got you, Owen. I wanted to know what your guys' Halloween costume predictions are for this year. So I'm just curious, like, what you think is going to be a big Halloween costume this year? What do you think is going to be overdone? What would you see out on the street that would make you think it's clever? And I personally have a few Halloween costume ideas that I wanted to pitch you guys on.
I do recall about 6 months ago saying, I guarantee everyone's going to be this for Halloween, or not a lot of people, but someone's going to be, and it's forgotten enough, but relevant enough. And it's going to be good, but I cannot recall what it was.
I remember you saying that too. And I'm like, it was something that at the time, I'm like, that makes sense. But it's crazy how 6 months go by and you're like completely forgetting about it.
That's what's so hard with this day and times. Like, you like Demure came and gone. Brat came and gone. Like, it's hard to like think of something that's evergreen.
Oh, I think Brat, that was going to be one of my things. I think there's going to be a lot of lime green or just black Brat written on them.
So you think Brat is still going to make its way to Halloween?
Yeah, I think it will. For depending on the age group, though.
I read a Reddit thread that had a few good ones. Hawk to a Girl is obviously still going to make her way to Halloween.
Wait, I have a good. You know, people like do cost like variations of costumes. So yeah. This is for a hot girl costume. She's Hawk Tua, but she's wearing a Tua the Dolphins guy jersey. So. Just a sexy version of the Dolphins Tua Tagovailoa. Is that his last name?
Tagovailoa.
Yeah. And that's it. She's hot Tua.
What's the hot? Oh, hot Tua.
No.
Yeah, that actually sounds better. Yes.
I thought that was what you're going for. So like a hot
no,
Tua.
She's just wearing a Tua.
Something is good. It was good, Dennis. Thanks. Something very relevant of right now. There's going to be people that are wearing like a P. Diddy in a jumpsuit with handcuffs.
How do you wear P. Diddy? So, Owen, you're going as P. Diddy. What do you wear other than the jumpsuit?
Well, once his Mudang outfit fails, he's just going to put on a suit. he just has to put on clothes.
That's the perfect Seattle costume.
Wait, Dennis, can I go back to Hot Tua? How about you just wear a Tua jersey, but you put on like a bird beak and it's just Hawk Tua.
I was thinking that.
That's good.
I was thinking too, like Atlanta Hawks jersey, but it's a Tua jersey.
Oh, like Hawks Tua?
Yeah.
It's a little high concept.
That sounds like a lot of time explaining what you are and not
those
a lot
are the
of
best
time
Halloween.
Enjoying.
No, that's the best Halloween
I do kind of like those. Like, explain to me your mindset, why you thought this would work. Go. Yeah. And then, yeah, those are funny.
I've seen Kevin go on Halloween and he was dressed as, what's his name? Casey Frey. Frey, who like is an internet guy that's famous to very, very small few people. And he dresses them from one music video or one video, and no one got it except for one person.
And that's all I wanted. That's all I need.
It was great because it was like it turned into like a 30-minute conversation.
Yeah. All right. Here's what Owen, do you have any predictions or should I go to what this Reddit thread says is going to be the big Halloween costumes?
No, you go for it. I was just going to Google biggest moments of 2024 to see if there's anything that came up.
Here's what Reddit says. Fallout, like the new TV show.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking it. That was one
I
of
could
them.
See I a lot Fallout of people doing the big. Walt Goggins thing. That's like a really complicated costume. They said a lot of Beetlejuice. JoJo Siwa, which I don't understand why that's relevant.
I fucking hate that bitch.
Boeing jet and crashing parties, kind of funny. Deadpool and Wolverine. Travis and Taylor will still be strong. Oh, I think this one didn't age well. I think there would have been a lot of Biden, like Weekend at Biden zombies, but I think he kind of got out in time where people aren't even talking about that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Could the Haitian immigrant eating the dogs?
Oh, something like that. Perfect. I think that's perfect. Yeah. How can you do that without being racist?
I don't know. Maybe like just have a Haitian flag on you and then like a dog.
Yeah,
like
a dog.
You're eating a dog.
No blackface.
Like a hot dog.
Oh, that's funny.
That is dude? Funny. And like, that is funny and kind of like light.
Yeah. Yeah. That is better. Yeah. They're eating the dogs. How about Dune?
Oh, that's one of the things on my list. I was going to say, one of my costumes I want to do is just Austin Butler in Dune. Easy that costume so... for a ball.
Oh, my God, Kevin, you should.
Paint my teeth black, shave that my beard. Be I think I have you to shave
just
my
go,
eyebrows.
Some years, you just have to go all in. Would you regret it 10 years from now? You're looking at a photo, you're like, oh, yeah, I went out as him. Everyone would fucking love that.
I think it's good. I'm not that passionate about the character. Like, if I'm going to go all in, I want it to be like something that I'm really, really proud
who?
Of.
New like Nick from
oh, no,
New Girl.
No, no,
or like,
I'll tell you one that I think I want to do this year. But let me just run through this really quick. Some other ideas: Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders because of the documentary. Chapel Roan, Brett Green.
I got
Lisa
one.
Frankenstein, which is a good movie if you guys haven't seen it.
I feel like I'm taking recommendations from you, Kevin. At the
I
moment,
I feel like the big thing right now, which I've been hearing from Lisa at least and some of her friends, is the Mormon Housewives. What is it?
That's big. I don't know what the name of the show is, but I don't know how you could. I don't know how you could be them for Halloween.
I'm gonna change somebody's life right here. So I'm in this Reddit thread from 2 months ago. Somebody wrote, "I'm currently bald from chemo and trying to think of a funny costume that would incorporate my bald head. Any suggestions?" I'm going to comment right now, be Austin Butler from Dune. That's a perfect costume for them.
Dude, you might
see. So that guy shows that he's like 250 pounds and 5'2".
And he looks like.
Well, I'm going to write this. I'm going to say Austin Butler from Dune, assuming you have perfect bone structure and are underweight.
Unless you're really fat, then you're the other bald guy from Dune.
Yes,
that's who I'm thinking of. Yeah.
All right, I just commented Austin Butler in Dune 2. Okay. All right, you guys want to hear
like that's all he says the whole movie.
Yeah.
All right, you guys want to hear my and I think that comment will get some likes because I think people are still seeing that thread because of Halloween.
Yes, Kevin.
All right, so, internet points, Kevin.
Yes. Well, I
wanted number one, Kevin.
On that thread, piece of shit.
I got 30 likes.
Here are some of my costume ideas that I want to do this year. Number one, just Zin container. Just dress up as a Zin container. Just like, I don't know if you make this shirt or if that costume must exist.
There is an account I came across of this guy that just dresses up in a huge Zin costume with a white face and rides around on those Lime scooters around town. And that's all he does. And he's got a lot of followers.
I didn't think it would incorporate face paint, but I guess
it's like really shitty full white.
I was picturing like one of those like Taco Bell like costumes. Okay. All right, my number two costume, which I pitched to my brother, who I think would do a much better job of this than I could because he has hair. Matt, I think you should be sad Ben Affleck. All you have to do is just like kind of have like a 5 o'clock shadow and walk around with like a Dunkin' Donuts thing, just kind of like looking sad. I think that's always relevant.
I think my thing with that is what, how would you know that's Ben Affleck?
There's my brother be... Matt has been called Ben Affleck by people on the street before. So I think he would, he looks enough like him that he would get the, it wouldn't work for me.
You white, then you Ben Affleck.
All right. This next one is for Dennis exclusively. And I would love for him to do this costume and nobody's going to get it. Dougie from The Curse.
Oh shit. That would be good.
Like it's a perfect costume that I think you might get one person to be like, holy shit, you just rocked my world. It's basically just a guy with like hair that's too long, wears black, wears stupid bracelets and earrings.
Counting his beers all night.
Yeah.
Make sure he can drive.
Yeah, but like a breathalyzer. That would be a good costume.
Oh, and have you watched The Curse?
No, I haven't. I've been.
Okay, fucking cancel Industry and watch The Curse.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The Curse is a lot better of a show than
Industry. I'm so sorry. It's so much less of an investment, and you'll love it. It's all about real estate. You will love it.
Oh, and you would fucking love it. It's about flipping like houses and shit.
What is it on, though? Isn't it? It sounds something
Showtime,
I don't have.
Paramount.
What's it on? I don't have it. I hear excuses already.
Yeah, you're a victim. You're being a victim right now.
Sorry, I'm trying to find the Zen costume guy, and I found it. So I'm going to send you guys the video here in a second.
That is good, Kevin. And I've been trying to think what I want to be for Halloween. And I think I just want to be Ace Ventura just because I've always wanted to be him.
Get it over with.
Buddy was him when he was like 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The like 2-2 and crazy hair.
My dad's new phrase is trauma bragging. Oh, and that's what you were doing. You were trauma bragging.
What does that mean?
I like that. Is he coined that term?
No, he said he got it from Deadpool Wolverine, which is like the least cool thing you can get.
Crap. I fucking hate it.
Trauma bragging, though, is just like telling somebody how hard you've had it. All right. Three more. I was not doing that.
I just said I don't have.
All right. So I already said Austin Butler in Dune. So I have two more costume pitches for you guys. I think this one might not have lasted long enough, but I think it'd be funny to be Justin Timberlake talking about the world tour. What was that meme?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to mess up the tour. What tour?
The world tour.
I don't know how you do that in costume form.
Fuck, that is good.
Go ahead, Dennis.
I was going to ask Owen what his kids are being for Halloween because we can get what's up and coming. Do you know?
Nothing good, to be honest. I think Buddy's wearing one of those like alien abducting a person.
These are one of those blow up ones.
They're just the stock. They're the stock stuff that
can
you
find. Can you make it like a twist? And like make him like David Rush or whatever the guy is from News Nation. Like make it like a little bit deeper. He doesn't quite understand the reference, but if like a parent asks you, you could be like, oh yeah, he's the whistleblower.
Ooh, that's good. But the parents might be like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah. They probably don't know.
You don't know about him? You don't know about the aliens?
Yeah.
Dennis, what are your kids?
David Grush.
Grush.
Right? Yeah. Fred is being a skeleton, so same skeleton costume we bought 2 years ago. We had to get a bigger size, and then
it's just the universe. It's evergreen for him. He's just
skeletons for life. Yeah,
yeah.
And then Ozzy's being Captain Hook, which actually looks pretty sweet.
That's cool
costume. We already have it, and we're like lost half the parts. So
has he seen Hook the movie?
Yeah, not interested in that. He likes Peter Pan. Hook's too adult.
It is an adult movie. I would watch that today and still enjoy it. I think we were just at somewhere. I was just referencing where you're fake eating the meal. Still holds up. Like,
stop this, guys.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Dennis.
No, go.
All right. My last costume, Dennis, and this is what's in reference to me going all out. And I think this is the year I'm going to do it. And I've always wanted to do this costume, and it's I'm kind of teasing it a little bit too much, but I'm just trying to think of what I'm going to say. it's so easy, but I've just never seen it done, and I would be perfect for it. It's just Larry David. All I have to do is get one of the wigs, just wear some slacks, wear like a, and everybody would get it, but I've just never seen it done before.
Ben Standen did the best Larry David. Oh,
did
I've
he
ever
really?
Seen.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that was ahead of its time. Good.
Yeah, he did it in college.
Oh, Kevin, you should definitely do that.
I would love it. Yeah, and it was the final season this year. I think it's like as relevant as it's ever going to be. So I'm definitely doing it for our, we have a work happy hour where we all kind of dress up as entertainment people, and I'm definitely doing it for that. And if it, I just had to find the wig, the bald wig.
Where am I going to need? Like, I feel like your shirt needs to be a little bit baggier because he's like so tall and skinny.
He always wears just like a blazer, a sweater underneath, really loose slacks. Maybe I'll, yeah. I think that I'm definitely doing that for something this year. Any glasses. Other costume ideas? Oh, the glasses are key.
Yeah, I was thinking for a while. I thought Ace Ventura. I thought the Dune Freeman, which would be sweet just to go as. If you really went all out with the thing in your nose and everything.
Oh, jeez. That would be
and the
really
blue eyes.
Expensive.
Yeah. Sometimes I think it's funny just to be totally all out, like
I did
in a
too.
Costume.
I did too.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I was thinking the Costco guys, but I'm like, how would they do that? The Rizzler?
That's going to be popular. That's going to be a costume for sure.
How would you go as the Rizzler, though? You have to be like a meatball.
I think the Costco guys is easy. I think, yeah. Just carry around a chicken bake and a double chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
And like a Costco card or something.
You need two. That's a couple's costume or like a double costume. You need both.
Or father, son.
Yes.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
I would kill myself if that was my costume. Because then I'd have to go around saying it all the time. They'd be like, oh, the Costco guys. And I'd hear double chunk chocolate cookie all the time. I'd be like, dude, I can't handle it anymore.
All right, do you have a costume this year?
No, I do not. So
what?
The boys are going to be with their dad for Halloween. So we're
you
just
still
handing
need a
out
costume.
Candy. I haven't dressed up in ages.
What was the last costume you remember wearing?
Oh, I don't know.
And I'm talking Halloween, like your clan costume doesn't count.
Well, if that case, I was going to say yesterday, but probably like 10 years ago, at least.
Oh my God, I love Halloween so much. I feel bad for you.
No, when I moved here, 2018. Well, I didn't even get to do it. I was going to be from Always Sunny. Ango Gablogian.
Oh, yeah.
I forget to say his name. I used to know
Derivative.
Yeah. And I had an awesome costume. I had the perfect wig, perfect glasses. I was ready to go, but
I've never even seen
that. I was actually supposed
episode.
To go to a party with Ben. Ben was supposed to invite me to the party. I had my costume ready to go, and then I never got the text. So I was like, all right, never mind. I guess I'm not going.
Oh that's shit. Sad. I can remember that. Yeah.
I think it was 2018. But before 2018, it was probably a few years before that I ever dressed up.
Oh, man, I feel like every year I visit Kevin in Cincinnati, at least the last 3 years. How long have you been there?
Yeah, but we didn't do a costume last year. You were ahead of schedule. Yeah. I'm making it happen this year.
But I was Luigi last year because I went with my kids.
Oh, and that Mario movie was hot.
Yeah, it was.
I would enjoy it if I was hanging out with you guys, but I would make sure I'd have a costume that I would be like, this is going to be comfortable the entire night and warm enough and not like a fucking wig and paint and stuff. That I wore like the number one normal of clothes as I could possibly find.
I wore the King from Hamilton 2 years ago when I hung out with Kevin.
What a and bad so, movie.
It's not a movie, first of all. So
play that they made into a movie.
Sorry. I don't think they even made it into a movie. They recorded a play.
I threw you off.
Actually, a musical.
I know how much you
play.
Like it. Now you're defending it. It's all right.
But yeah, I had to wear a wig. But it was sweet because we went to this karaoke place, and I got to sing the song from it. So I felt like I was in the musical.
Which song that is? Can you give me a quick snippet?
They'll be back. Like before, win the war. Imagine you saying that to a whole crowd and you just go, oh.
Bonjour. Je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
Yes, what is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there, like, hey, thanks for listening.
Not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. We just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
go?
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, a new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.